Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There are 2 days to go. It's the killer time in Chicago politics. The players in the mayoral runoff are now into their at-the-finish-line routine. Tony Preckwinkle and Lori Lightfoot are waiting anxiously for the candidates they defeated in the election last month, the runners-up, to now speak up. Daley, Chico, Mendoza, what'll they say? Daley to his white voters on the northwest side, Chico and Mendoza to their Latino voters on the west side, the tribal voters in Chicago. Upon whom will the tribal leaders now bestow their endorsements that could very well determine the runoff results? At the moment, Lightfoot's ahead in most polls and the headlines, but Preckwinkle is chairwoman of the Democrat Party. She controls the bosses of the wards, who have magical ways of delivering votes. Candidates Preckwinkle and Lightfoot are going after each other with a vengeance. Preckwinkle exaggerating Lightfoot's connection to Mayor Emanuel. Lightfoot saying, and saying again and again, that Preckwinkle is accepting the support of Congressman Bobby Rush. Little goofy these days, proclaiming that any person who votes for Lori Lightfoot will have on his or her hands the blood of an African-American killed by police. It's throw the dirt time. The time for voters to beware the garbage in a Chicago mayoral campaign. There is so much more to it than the issues and the right and responsibility to vote. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.